Finally the crone opened her eye and lifted her arms.
"I have seen his face and heard the thunder of his hoofs," she proclaimed in a thin, wavery voice.
"The thunder of his hooves," the others chorused.
"As swift as the wind he rides, and behind him his Khalasar covers the earth, men without number, with arcs shining in their hands like blades of razor glass. Fierce as a storm this prince will be, his enemies will tremble before him, their wives will weep tears of blood and rend their flesh in grief. The bells in his hair will sing his coming, and the milkmen in their stone tents will fear his name."
The old woman trembled and looked at Danny almost as if she were afraid.
"The prince is riding, and he shall be the stallion who mounts the world."
"The stallion who mounts the world," the onlookers cried in echo, until the night rang to the sound of their voices. The one-eyed crone peered at Danny.
"What shall he be called, this stallion who mounts the world?"
She stood to answer. "He shall be called Rago," she said, using the words that Jiqui had taught her.